Welcome to the ETS podcast, where we are facing the challenge and shaping the future.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to ETS podcast. My name is Tamara.
Hey, and I'm Joel.
Joel, you again? That voice sounds familiar. Were you not in the previous episode?
I was, but I figured that the world just needs to hear everything I have to say. So if I can get in here every week, they'll just be the better for it, you know?
I guess you're right. At least your voice really sounds nice on podcast. So
why, you're too kind.
Why are you here again? Can you?
Well, Tamara, last time I was doing a talk with Melanie about worship because that's the first, the first love of my life besides my wife and Jesus is music. That's what my bachelor was in, and I'm over the worship program. But I also had the honor and privilege of actually having my master's in the marriage and family studies that we offer here at ETS with a master's degree from Lee University. So I'm really excited that I have the chance to be able to teach some of our counseling courses as well. But that reminds me, Tamara, why are you here today?
That's a great question. So, by the way, welcome to ETS, where most of people who work here are jack of many trades and have many different roles. And as Joel said, besides being a music professor, he's also teaching some courses in counseling. Well, my first love after Jesus was finances before and administration. But then I actually got this amazing opportunity to come here to ETS and do my master's studies also in marital and family counseling. And that's where I met my dear colleague, Joel.
That's right. We graduated together.
Yes, we walked the stage together.
Class of 2018.
It was great. Class of 2018, exactly. And so, now we got an opportunity to teach together. So I'm also now a counselor, teaching some counseling courses here in ETS. And beside being a dormitory supervisor and a counselor in our counseling center. So, it's been a great honor to be able to do that. And I actually really enjoy right now this past few days. Joel and I have been co-teaching one course in counseling. Joel, would you want to tell them which course are we teaching?
We have been co-teaching premarital, remarital counseling, and it has been a blast. We have had so much fun doing that, just jumping in there and each taking on different roles. And it's been some really great topics, really great conversations. So real, real excited to have the opportunity to jump into that and to do that as well as our other duties. As she said, we have so many different varieties. It seems like our jobs come in every shape and size. Hey, speaking of shape and size, we're going to be talking today about body image and how that reflects in our setup for marriage and just life in general.
Yes, and I think when we think about premarital and remarital counseling, we don't really think about body image, right? You usually think about how to manage finances and what about communication and how to handle arguments and what about the family of origin and stuff like that. And we definitely involved that into our course. But I think something that was kind of new for us, but also I think new for our students is let's talk about body image and how that relates to our marriage and or our preparation for marriage. And so what is the usual kind of message that you kind of, maybe scrolling through your social media feed, what is kind of a usual message that you get about like body image?
I think we all get this picture from the world perspective. And a lot of people use the term Hollywood, just emphasizing that from the movies, you don't see people of many shapes and sizes. Most of the time you see one size and it emphasizes that, I have to look like this if I want to become somebody. And so actually our body image we find is a huge part of our individual readiness when it comes to getting ready for marriage. But it isn't just before marriage. I would say it's more than that, actually.
Yeah, I would say it's a lifetime kind of, restructuring of how we see our body. And I think it kind of comes critical when we kind of want to get involved into romantic relationships because we think we have to look a certain way to be appealing to somebody's eye. We have to be physically attractive that somebody will pay attention. And so I think that's where the body image issues can come up really badly. I have to put myself through this torture so that I can look a certain way on my wedding day.
Yes. And it doesn't help that when you're going through social media, all of the diet ads are popping up about how to lose weight. If you do this, many crunches or this many things. You can eat all the pizza you want to. Or they've got the ones where the powders, the magic powders or the magic pills, just give us enough money. Take your pill every day and it'll just fall off of you. It's all lies from hell, it seems like sometimes.
Yes. And then like, also like drink this tea and you will magically lose 20 kilos. And, you know, do this type of exercise for this shape of body and you will look this way. And I mean, some of those things might work, but in the long run, I think they do more damage than they actually help us accept our bodies. And so, I even like recently watched a short kind of clip. I think it was from TikTok. And there was like a girl crying, but you could not see her face. She was just crying. And she was in a pan. She was frying pieces of ice, like literally melting water in a pan.
Wow.
And the caption was like, this is the only thing I'm allowed to eat before my wedding so I can fit in my wedding dress.
Oh my goodness.
And that devastated me. I was like, what kind of society are we living in? And why is this has attention on you know, on social media so bad? Like, why is somebody not helping this soul, you know, like see herself differently?
Yes, yeah. You can't starve yourself. Yeah. You know, I always heard... You know, someone told me that I try to avoid all the things that make me feel fat, like scales and mirrors.
Are you really avoiding them?
Probably not. My hair be looking too good to avoid them. I gotta see. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's interesting because what society, what the world shows us is that if your body doesn't look a certain kind of way, then it kind of paints this picture that marriage is not going to be possible, that it doesn't accept you if you will, ugly or fat. That's what the picture it paints, and that nobody wants you. And then it takes us into what we've been talking about with this body shaming. And that's done not only through the diets and the magic pills, but also people are starting to have surgeries done. They go through so much torture of like having their stomach stapled in half and 30 days or more of constantly being sick just so that they can look good and be closer to what the world says they have to look like so they can have happiness. But is happiness in our body image? Do you have to be a certain shape to be happy?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you are comfortable in the skin you are, that's happiness. That's true happiness. But I think what we usually find ourselves is like, if only I would look this other way, if only I would change this about my body, if only I would change this about my weight, if only the scale will show me this magical number that I'm trying to reach my whole life, then everything else will fall in place.
You know, we're in the Black Forest and we talk about the magic of the Black Forest.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can take the scale into that Black Forest and then the magic numbers would work there too.
Maybe it will work out. Some fairies coming in.
Yes. The magic I joke about is when you look at Cinderella, she ran into the forest and she found her prince charming. And so we wonder if the Black Forest has the same kind of power where our students and people here can run into the forest and they can find their prince charming.
Yeah. Yes, or Princess Charming. But Joel, you did find your Princess Charming, right? Some time ago. Was it 9 years ago that you guys got married?
Longer. Well, we got married, June will be 9 years, but we met in 2008. So we've actually been together 12 years, going on 13 years.
And if I can ask you to disclose a little bit about yourself, how... Like, I know you've been somebody who was struggling before with weight when you were younger. And so how did marriage impact your body image before and after getting married?
Well, there is this, as we've talked about, the world paints a picture. You've got to look a certain way. And so speaking from the perspective of a guy, I feel like we all have our mindset that on the wedding night, especially like if you're in the Christian context, you know, you have waited for that wedding night. That's a special time. Yeah. And we're all so terrified that if we don't look the certain way, that there might be rejection. So I found myself doing all kinds of intense training. I hired a personal trainer. I did 6 months of intense training. I would get up in the mornings and we would ride bikes and we would ride for 18 kilometers. Which is about 9 miles if you're in that kind of measuring system.
Yeah.
and we would do that in the morning times. And then I would come back and I would have to do push-ups every other day. And the days I wasn't doing push-ups, I would have to do like crunches. I had a plan the trainer gave me. I was only allowed to eat certain foods. I could have one sweet thing a week, no sodas, no anything like that. And then in the nighttime, he would come back and he would make me go jog. And here's the problem. I don't run unless something's chasing me. Yeah. And so this guy would get behind like me snake. And he would just begin to scream like, move, move, move. And it would scare the mess out of me. And I would begin to run like I didn't think was possible. But I did that for 6 months and I was able to lose so much weight. But even when I got down to what sort of looked healthy, people began telling me that I lost too much, that I actually began looking sick. But when I would look in the mirror, I still saw myself as fat. I never once saw myself actually being healthy. I was constantly wanting change. And what I have found is that even people that are small are not satisfied and happy. They're constantly wanting to change and become even more so. Maybe it's more muscular built. They're skinny, like, oh, I want to have my six pack. Oh, I got to have the V cut. Oh, I need the built chest. There's always more. And if we're not careful, we can never become satisfied. But Tamara, what's it like from the girl's perspective?
Yeah, definitely from a girl's perspective, as somebody who's still not married, it's a big pressure. It's like you have to look a certain way to attract people. You have to look a certain way to, you know, get the job. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants that. It's very discriminatory, I think, in terms of like, you know, shapes and sizes. And it's also like shopping is very discriminatory because you cannot find, you know, I'm also tall, like I'm 182. One meter, 82 centimeters. And yeah, it's really hard also like when it comes to buying certain types of clothes. It's changing, praise the Lord. But I think we are becoming more and more aware. But I think the underlying message that we are getting on both sides, even if you, you know, guys have certain struggles themselves, like either to lose weight or to build muscles. But then girls are usually focused on like, okay, just lose weight, you know, shrink in a way and just like, yeah, just be smaller in a way. And I think the media is doing a great job at like addressing this kind of same underlying issue with like a different message to, you know, girls and guys. Mm-hmm. But the same, the underlying message is, never be satisfied with what you already have. And that is so so painful and so devastating. And we live in that kind of circle where you're constantly trying to change what you already have. And then you become frustrated. Like maybe you change it a little bit and then, you know, it's hard to maintain. Like that regime that you just shared, that's like not normal life. Like you cannot put that in everyday life. Imagine now when you have three kids. I mean, it's impossible.
It is.
And so like how, you know, how can we create that kind of a mindset that we can maintain this unhealthy lifestyle to look a certain healthy way, you know, healthy quotation marks.
Yeah. Well, those mannequins you talk about also don't help. You don't have overweight mannequins out there showing you what the clothes look like for people who are not that perfect shape the world says you have to be. And it's hard. And the sad part is a lot of people, when marriage comes, they look for marriage to be a solution to fix their body image problem.
Yes.
And so they think, oh, I'll get married and it'll all just go away. But it doesn't. You're still there. You're still looking in the mirror and sometimes dissatisfied or disgusted with yourself. Or maybe you look at yourself and you think you look amazing. Well, yay you. But the rest of the world isn't so much like that. They struggle with that area. And there's sometimes, and we're not just talking about weight, people find all kinds of flaws going on that they find that they don't like about themselves. And marriage doesn't fix that. But we mentally have to prepare ourselves and even spiritually, that's part of making ourselves ready individual so that when marriage comes, we can go into it with a healthy mindset. And what you talk about with this balance is so important because it's hard. You've got to be able to dedicate time. But if I spend all hours in the gym as a dad, I'm never going to see my kids. I'm never going to see my family.
What is the priority?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have a choice. I can go work out and then I can live longer to be around them. But if I miss out on being around them now, will they even want to be around me longer? Yeah. So therefore, if I don't go to the gym, then I just keep getting bigger and then I might die sooner, the world says from statistics, with overeating and all this stuff.
We so it's like
you can't
that.
Win. True, but.
Yeah, but thank you for sharing. Yeah, I think it's so important to realize from this perspective of being married already for, you know, 9 years to say like it did not change my the way I saw myself. And so I think the change has to happen on a personal, deeper level. And I just want to kind of also like introduce this idea of like in relationship with God. I think for myself personally, I was like always so crying out to God as if like God, you gave me that gift, which is my body, and I want to change it. You know, where is the return desk? Where can I return this gift? And please get some other gift if possible. You know, not only in terms of weight, but also in terms of like, you know, body shape and height. Like, can I get something else? And for so long, I guess I was probably 15 when that whole mindset started. Like, I want to change, you know, teenagers are really put under pressure. And it's been so long that I was just trying to change this gift that God has given me. And then it came down to a point like, hey, like, God gave your soul this gift to walk on this earth. And instead of being so focused on changing your gift, why not embracing it and taking good care of it? And then like the whole healthy choices about what I'm going to eat and when I'm going to eat and maybe like what kind of workout I'm going to do has a different shift, because it's not anymore just a tool to get my gift changed, but it's actually a tool to take good care of my gift.
Good.
And I think that was a powerful shift in my mind. And I think even the Bible verse, would you like to share the Bible verse we shared with our students in the class?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, please do. I think that's a powerful shift has to happen in that verse as well.
Sure. This comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies."
Wow.
Such a powerful, powerful passage.
Yes.
And here's the thing is, when a lot of people are seeing themselves this way, I don't think the real issue is how they look. I think it's how they feel about how they look. And they begin judging their body, and they're judging it by what the world's marketing standards are, not by God's standards. And so it's important when we're having body issues that we aren't standing in front of the world's distorted hall of mirrors, but rather we're looking into the mirror of God's word.
Yes. Yes. Wow. So powerful. And I think both of those references, like when you say, you know, looking through a word of God as a mirror, it's not only like, okay, you know, reflecting on like in your spiritual walk or in your like, you know, in your main, how to take good care of your soul, but it's also like how to take good care of your body. If we would look at what the Bible says about our bodies, I think it will, you know, it might change this perspective. And even this Bible verse, I think for so long, because of the previous verses that talks about sexual immorality, it was very closely connected to sexual immorality and always pointed out that as like Bible verse that, you know, you have to keep yourself pure, which I think is a great message. And I think this Bible verse is pointing at that. But doesn't it also point out to, you know, Holy Spirit lives in you. Mm-hmm. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So how do you treat the temple of the Holy Spirit? Like, do you hate it? Do you mock it? When you look at it, do you like feel ashamed about it? Do you, you know, look at that temple and you say, you're so disgusting? Or do you like take good care of it and like even compliment it and say like, hey, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. I mean, what an honor.
Yeah.
And so like, what a privilege. So why can we not look, or why shouldn't we look at our bodies in that way? Like, hey, it's a temple of Holy Spirit. It's an honor.
Sure. And we can take these verses and write them on a note card and maybe even pray those words back to God every day and acknowledge that He purchased us with a price and that our body is His temple. It's a temple for His Spirit. And we've got to learn how to not only apply that in our life, but even to eliminate these negative influences we have in our life.
Yeah.
That might mean not looking through social media, because it's all throughout it.
Unfollowing some pages.
In the movies. Come on.
Yes.
If you talk about it, it seems to like, you know, it's like my phone knows I have weight problems because it keeps putting every diet plan as advertisements in between it.
Algorithms are crazy. Like, yeah. if you Google once something about diet will pop up, you know, on your Bible app. I mean, like, it's that crazy. I think our time's is running up, and I think we should, you know, kind of wrap up this topic. But I think important message we want to share is that, you know, we are spiritual, we are physical, and we are mental beings. And if we want to live holistically and fully, we should integrate those. And so not only listening to, you know, like what our mind says and what our, you know, how we feel about our bodies, but also like changing that shift, like changing those thoughts and challenging them through our spiritual relationship with God, through inviting Holy Spirit and through reflecting in the God's word. And so, yeah, I would like to actually read for you in the conclusion of this podcast episode, an author in the book that was called Who Calls Me Beautiful. And she actually came up and compiled different Bible verses and put them together. And this was what, you know, what we should hear that God is saying to us. Before the beginning of time, I knew you. I knew what color your eyes would be, and I could hear the sound of your laughter. Like a proud father who carries a picture of his daughter, I carried the image of you in my eyes, for you were created in my image before the beginning of time. I chose you. I spoke your name into the heavens, and I smiled as its melody resounded of the walls of my heart. You are mine. My love for you extends further than the stars in the sky and deeper than any ocean. You are my pearl of great price, the one for whom I gave everything. I cradle you in the palm of my hand. I love you even in the face of your failure. Nothing you say or do can cause me to stop loving you. I'm relentless in my pursuit of you. Run from me, I will love you. Spurn me, I will love you. Reject yourself, I will love you. You see, my love for you was slain before the foundations of the world, and I have never regretted the sacrifice I made for you at the Calvary. When I see every part of who you are, I marvel at the work of my hands, for I whispered words of longing and desire, and you came into existence. You are beautiful, and I take pleasure in you, heart, mind, and body. You are my desire. When you turn your head in shame and despise what I have made, still I'll reach for you with a gentle passion. You are my beloved, and I am yours.
Wow, how powerful.
Yes, and so. I would love for us to, yeah, I would love for this message to really, you know, follow you along as you go with your week, like change, make those little changes about, you know, how you talk to yourself when you see yourself in the mirror.
Yes. And remember that this is not just talking about people that have weight problems, whether it be skinny, wanting to get built, or bigger people trying to lose weight. But this is people that find flaws with their body. Maybe it's something they're born with. Maybe it's from some traumatic experience that happened in their life where they look and they just don't like it. But look at yourself through the mirror of God's word and quit looking at yourself through this distorted mirror of what the world gives us. So we pray that you're encouraged. And we just want to take a moment and just pray over you real quickly. God, thank you for this opportunity just to speak and to share and really just speak life, God, into the people that are listening to this. God, we thank you, God, that you have claimed us, God, as your temple, God, the temple of your Holy Spirit that you want to dwell within us, God. And I pray, God, that we wouldn't allow the world's perspective of what we have to look like to cloud our mind anymore, that you would just lift the haze and help us to see clearly and to reflect off of your word, God, of who you say we are, how we are your beloved, God. Help us just to strive to find ways that we can have a healthy balance, God, that we're not all one-sided or the other, but that we can find happiness in the middle and that we can just maintain and take care of this beautiful gift that you've given us. We praise you and we bless your name, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey guys, thanks for joining us.
It's been so much.
Such a treat. And thanks for tuning in and just listening in general. We're hoping to have more things at least once a month, having some counseling stuff coming at you. So subscribe to the channel, check it out. We'll holler at you next time.
Thanks for listening to the ETS podcast. For more information, visit our website at www.ets-kanivas.de.